Okay, our friends. So today we're going to read a bedtime story just for you. Today's bedtime story is a beautiful one full of poetry and snuggly thoughts. And we wanted to share it with you today because I don't know if you've noticed, but it's quite a bit darker these days. We've got daylight savings happening. And it gets dark at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it seems like it's better sleep during the winter time here in the United States. It's different in other parts of the country, but or other parts of the world, I should say. But this is a fun thing here. So to celebrate that, to celebrate that we're just ready to start Thanksgiving season, we're going to read this beautiful story about bedtime. It's called It's Time to Sleep, My Love. It was written by Eric McTassis and Nancy Tillman. And I would like to read it to you today. Mommy is reading it with...
Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Mommy and Ha. Are you ready? Here we go. It's time to sleep. It's time to sleep. The fishes croon in waters deep. Did you know fish said things? Maybe in their own fishy language they do. The songbirds sing in trees above.
It's time to sleep, my love, my love.
And there they are, beautiful little yellow birds looking down. And I bet they have nests full. It's time to sleep, my love. In this picture, I think I see one of my favorite things. Imagine that you are wrapped up in the softest fur of a panda's arms and he's snuggling with you in a treetop high in the sky. Oh my goodness. To know how soft and safe you would be, that would be wonderful. So go to sleep, my sleepy child, the tiger whispers in the wild. See, now that would be another good thing about being a furry animal, is you could snuggle up with your mommy and she would be furry. The otters by the lake,
it's getting hard to stay awake.
So go to sleep, my love.
And in the pictures of this book, we can see so many other animals falling asleep. There's some foxes and a heron and a raccoon. And what's this guy over here? Do you know?
He's an elk.
An elk? Yeah. Yep, sure enough.
And like how I like to call them oaks.
Let's go to sleep, my darling love.
So coos the sleepy turtle dove. Do you know doves kind of have a sound, don't they? You know, they call it cooing. So drones the drowsy bumblebee inside its hive, inside its tree. It's time to sleep. Did you know that insects do that during the wintertime? They go to sleep. And so we can see, oh my goodness. Let's go to sleep, my love. Imagine that you were nestled in a sleigh with a soft blankie all around you to keep you warm, while, I don't know, deer pulled you along. Because that's what's going on in this picture. It's a sleigh ride nap. Probably kind of cold though, don't you think? I'm getting very sleepy now. So moos the tired milking cow. And there's the mama cow with her baby cow. So croaks the almost sleeping frog amidst the settling of the fog.
I'm getting very sleepy now,
he says. And frogs go under the water when it freezes over so that they can sleep down there. So go to sleep, my love. And well, 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 look at this. Imagine that you are sleeping on the back of a swan with soft, downy feathers as your bed, and she carries you along in the stream smoothly and slowly. Wow, what a wonderful sleep. Your dreams will be arriving soon. They'll float to you in sleep's balloon. And that is a beautiful looking balloon, glowy. They'll be here when I snuff the wick. You'd better close your eyelids quick so you can dream, my love, so you can dream, my love. What does it mean to snuff the wick? Do you know what that means? It means that you have to snuff something out, would be to extinguish the flame. This is a wick, is what you find in the middle of a candle, right? It's the little bit that sticks up that they light on fire. And if we're going to snuff the wick, we're going to put that wick out. We're going to put our cap on it and stop it from burning, or you can pinch it with your fingers. There's lots of ways to put out a fire when it's just a little tiny one on a candle. So they're saying, we're going to turn off the candle and it'll be dark. You could blow it out. Yep, that would also snuff the wick. Yeah. And as you dream inside your sleep, the fishes crooning in the deep and all the songbirds up above will sleep and dream of you, my love, of you, the one I love. It's time to sleep. You are loved. And oh my goodness, what wonderful ideas there are in this book of places where you could comfortably rest, sleep, and be warm. I think it's time for a nap, don't you?
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the end.